This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's 10:31. We have Joe Plum in the studio. We also have a guy that I've missed an awful lot in the last couple of years because he cleared off to Telford and left us. And he does come back occasionally to do the occasional swim. And it's not just any old swim; it's Swim the Solent. Morning, Tony Bray, Lord Bray of Telford.
Good morning. You all right?
I'm all right. I'm good. Fine. How are you?
It's good. Yeah, great. It's good to see you, mate.
It's good to see you too. You look really, really well.
And thank you.
Obviously, up for it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. There's 21 swimmers tomorrow and 20 on Friday. We couldn't fit them all in the same day, so
that's incredible. That really is.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning. You did this the first time when? 2013.
It was me and three others that did it. It's just a challenge that I wanted to do for me. And so I've managed to rope some friends in, and there's four of us that did it. Sorry,
I remember when you came in and said, "I'm swimming the solent." We all went, "Really?"
Well, I was about 21 stone at the time, so yeah, it's quite a reasonable reaction, really, I suppose.
But then I guess that sort of things, those sort of reactions spur you on a bit, don't they?
Once you set your mind to do something and you want to do it, then it's proof that more or less anything's attainable if you really want to do it.
So there you are, X amount of years later, and this swim is having to be done in two shifts because it's so popular.
Yeah, it's pretty well. There's two charities that actually arrange swims across the Solent, and if you Google it, we come up on that first page. So we get a lot of people wanting to do the swim because it is quite a hard swim, and a lot of swimmers think a lot of open water swimming is a big sport now, and a lot of swimmers want to do it, so they contact me and. It just fills up. It's not hard to get the swimmers, and it's a very popular thing to do.
Well, we got one that's really wanting to do. I don't think you've ever done anything like that before, have you, Joe? But
I used to swim for Seacloaks in the island when I was younger. So I've always, and I was a lifeguard, but I've always been really interested in swimming, and it's always been on my list of things to do. I was hoping to do it this year, so I did a bit of practice between in Sandown and Shanklin along the. Between the two piers, and was going, so I was hoping to do it this year, but next year I just wanted some tips of what I need to do.
Well, you need to contact me, and it's just basically, I mean, if you can swim a mile in the sea, you can swim 5 miles. If you can walk a mile, you can walk 5 miles. It's just do it at your own pace, and it's all well organized now. This is the fourth year of doing it, and we get better every year, and we've got Ride Inshore as our lead safety. We've got two other ribs plus another safety boat as well. We've got kayakers. We've got better at it. The weather's looking okay. As long as it's not too windy, weather's looking okay. If you want to do it next year, then if you go onto our website, which is www.swimmingthesolent4mnd.com, that's www.swimmingthesolent4mnd.com. Contact us through there and I'll take you through what you need to do. We've got some people that have done it for the first time. We've got very experienced swimmers. It's all done for charity. So far we've raised £70,000, and we're really pleased with that, so that's great.
That's brilliant. Yeah. We'll come back to the charity in a moment, but you mentioned if you could swim 1 mile you can swim five. How long is the actual swim itself?
It's 2.5 miles in a straight line, but because of the currents you have to take a bit of an arc, because as you come into the shore there's a very strong current that wants to take you back out, so you need to get above that, so you swim about half a mile to go above that, so that just takes you in. It's about 3 miles in total you would have swum,
and it's safe. There's no sharks in there.
There's nothing in there apart from a little bit of seaweed occasionally, but no, it's fine.
The child in me wants to go. Do you ever get a little bit scared when you're in the water? Whether your arms are going to keep going, your legs are going to keep going?
No. When I first started this, I was, as you remember me, I was a really big chap. Now I've swam. Just for a personal challenge, I swam Coniston Lake this year earlier on, which is just over 5 miles. I'm doing Windermere next year, and the following year I've got a sponsor who's going to sponsor me to do the Channel, so that's my big aim, is to swim the Channel. It's about £3,500 to do that, and somebody's going to put it up as long as I do it for their charity. So
you are doing this, coming back to the charity now. That's the reason why you got involved in the first place, for MND, which obviously is motor neurone disease.
Yeah.
Something else in America. What do they call it over there?
ALS.
ALS.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've been raising all this money basically because of that, because you were touched by, you know, what you saw and the amount of people that were suffering on the island. I think it was about 10 to 15 people on the island.
There's about 10 to 15 people on the island. I mean, when I first decided to do the swim, I didn't have anybody in mind, but I thought, it's going to be a hard thing to do. So if you're going to do something like that, you need to pick a charity. And I knew somebody who was on the committee of the MNDA on the Isle of Wight, and that's why I picked MND. Since then, I've met loads and loads of people with it and lots of families, and it's really sort of touched my heart, really, and I need to do something for it.
And you're going to carry on? That's all the swims that you're going to do from here on in, they're all to do with the motor neurone disease charity?
Yeah, it's now called the Ian Pratt MND Foundation, and Ian's become a really good friend of mine. He's living with MND. He's down on the island at the moment, and it's in his name, and so it will be a legacy for him and his family.
Now, I did interview a couple of people that, you know, sadly have MND. One of them was a drummer.
Terry.
Is Terry sadly no longer with us?
He's not with us now.
And remember doing the interview, and we were saying we were going to get together and make a super group, because he used to bang the drums, he used to play the bass.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Sadly, he's no longer with us. So,
well, he's not on the island anymore, and he was very poorly when he moved off, which was about a year and a half ago, so I very much doubt if he's still around.
So when you're swimming, when you're going through your darkest moments, because I would imagine there's times when it gets really, really tough. Do these guys pop into your head and think, I'm doing this for you, and it keeps you going?
Well, this is radio, but we wear wristbands, we make these available for people. We call people who've had motor neurone disease and are no longer with us, we call them angels, and people who are living with MND, we call them warriors, and we wear them in honour of these people, and we've got 208 wristbands to carry over the segment this year, and we all wear them, and it is a great motivator when you're looking and you're thinking, oh, this is so tough.
Yeah.
And you look at that and you think, well, this is why I'm doing it, and I've got 7 people that I'm wearing wristbands for this year.
That must be a wonderful feeling, Tony. I know there's a bit of pressure on your shoulders, but at the same time, I'm sure you'll deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
So this swim takes place tomorrow. What time are we looking at?
The first swimmers will leave just in front of the Prince Consort ride at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then there'll be a return swim from Gilkicker, Stokes Bay, from 1:30, and then the following day it's 9 o'clock and 2:30.
So you don't have to swim there and back then?
No.
You get the ferry back?
The ferry back, or we'll rib you back. Some people will rib back.
Okay.
But I am planning to do a two-way crossing maybe next month if I can get the right support boats.
Well, so you're going to go across and come back as well?
No, it's going to be from the other way. You go from the mainland to here and then back.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it because of the tides. But no, I'm planning to do that.
So can people come along and cheer on and support?
Yeah, if they want to, yeah. Players Beach in Ryde, that's where we'll be leaving, and that's where we'll be coming back in. The crossing time is between an hour and a half to 2.5 hours, depending on how quick you are. So there'll be swimmers coming back into Ryde at probably about 3 o'clock, after 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and after 4 o'clock on Friday.
Just look, I'm going to make myself look really ignorant now. Where's Players Beach? Did you know, Joe? So I don't
feel
so bad.
It's Core Abbey, I think.
It's between Core Abbey and the pier, but we're going to be in front of the Prince Consort building. It's on St Thomas's Street. There's a a gym.
That's the other side of the pier.
The west side of the pier, and then there's a car park there. That's where we're going to put all our kayaks, and that's where we'll be coming in, just there.
Okay, and if people can't make it, they come down and cheer you on tomorrow, cheer you out and cheer you back, you know, they can go online and they can donate.
Yeah, it'd be lovely.
How do they do that?
They go onto the website, as I say again, www.swimmingthesolent4mnd.com, www.swimmingthesolent4mnd.com. On the front page is a donate button, and there you go.
And they make a donation, Joe.
Make a donation, yeah.
They make a donation,
yes.
I don't know. How much training do you have to, you know, are you training all year round, or just because obviously you do this is a yearly thing.
Yeah.
So you must have to keep it, you know, fairly fit. You don't just sort of think, oh, I've got to do that in a couple of months' time, I'll start training now.
I train Monday to Friday every day in the week, all through the year. On Tuesday nights, I go to like a lake up near where I live now in the West Midlands, and sometimes on the weekends I'll swim Bala Lake in North Wales, which is about 3 miles. But you have to, and I've done other challenges as well, because I've just got to keep motivating myself now I've got the bug.
It's a bit of a challenge coming back to the Isle of Wight as well. And do you avoid all of your children? You got like loads, haven't you? You got about 100 kids. I mean,
they're all in America,
and
my
loads
kids.
Of ex-wives too.
Yeah, plenty of them.
That's why you learnt to swim, isn't it?
Get away from them.
Hey, look, it's brilliant to see you. Yeah, it really
great
is.
To be here.
I wish you all the luck in the world with a swim. I hope that you know, lots of money is donated, because it's, you know, not only is it for a good cause, it's I don't know, it's a great reason to just get in the water and swim, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
fantastic.
It's a great achievement.
Thank you.
It really is. I wish I could do something like that myself, but I'll leave that to you guys. You're obviously super fit. I'll just hit the donate button like Joe's going to in a minute.
Oh, yeah, Joe, well done, mate.
Joe's got loads and loads of money. and you're all right. Life's good.
Life's great, yeah.
Because obviously you used to do a show for us on Vectis, and, you know, when you're on air, you give away bits about yourself and so on and so forth, and people have asked, what happened to Tony Bray then?
Yeah.
I went in to see my bank manager the other day. I forget his name. Skinhead. He used to do a bit of acting. Wayne. You know Wayne?
Wayne Childs.
And he said, where's old Tony Bray? And I said, oh, he's fell on his feet, he has.
Yeah.
He's met some lovely lady up country, and he's gone and moved in with her. And I said, his life is totally different to when I last saw him. Well, he said, when did you last saw him? I said, about 2 years ago. He had all his life in two bin bags.
I did, just about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, you looked like Paddington. You turned out, it was winter, you had this coat on with two bags, and I thought, do you know what, how sad is that? He looks like Paddington Bear. His whole life's in two bags, and there you are, you turned it around, you've got a lovely old life now, and good on you, because you worked hard for it.
I did, yeah.
And it couldn't have happened to a nicer bloke.
Oh, that's even, that's such a nice thing to say, thank you.
And you still remind me of Terry Scott.
I know. Even with a beard now.
Even with a beard, yeah. Look at my brother.
Do you know, I have a curly whirly every day. That is my treat. Seriously, I do.
Brilliant to see you, Tony. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck tomorrow. www.vectisradio.com